Hey everybody, today I watched part 12 of 7, directed by David Fincher and starring Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Gwyneth Paltrow. This segment of the film begins at the 1 hour and 17 minute mark and goes to the 1 hour and 24 minute mark. Mills and Somerset are searching through John Doe's apartment since they've secured a search warrant, or at least permission, some type of permission to go in after their ploy to have that homeless woman vouch for them. All kinds of stuff's in the drawers. There's one drawer with a Bible and aspirin. So many bottles of aspirin, mostly empty bottles. Why not just throw them out after you finish them, you weirdo? Use your head, guy. I know you're killing all kinds of people, but you can also throw away bottles that are empty. There's a door with a bunch of locks on it. I didn't notice if they entered that door or not, or if it was left as is. There's also a hand in a jar, which we can probably assume belongs to Victor. It's a pretty, looks like a pretty mangled up arm, hand, long fingernails. But that makes sense if he's just leaving him there on the bed, and he only recently cut the arm off. Hand, just his hand, it's not the whole arm. We see a receipt for Wild Bill's leather shop and a photograph of a woman. Now, if you have X-ray trivia and cast members on, as opposed to the well-done job of keeping the actor's identity of John Doe secret, you do get a reveal of the actress who plays this blonde character and who the character is. But I'm not going to spoil that for the moment. But I mean, it's pretty safe to say that it's related to the leather shop. As far as sins go, that probably has something to do with some type of sex acts. But anyway, onwards. I believe it is in a bedroom that there's a lit-up red cross on the wall. I don't know if that's will be of any significance other than just to show the religious aspect of this character. And then there's a room further in the back that's actually being used as a dark room. And there are photos all over of the various victims. You got the greed, the gluttony, the other one, and Mills goes to look through that room, looking through all the photographs that are developed and or in the middle of being developed, and Somerset in the other room comes across the journals, massive amount of writing, like so dense. Every page is filled with dense yet legible writing, and the prop department did an excellent job with these. They're so, I don't know, I didn't pause it to try to read it, but the few parts that I could read is like, yeah, they actually wrote all of this in here, and that's pretty impressive. So Mills finds a photo of him on the stairs early in the film. They yell at a photographer for coming up onto the crime scene. And is this actually John Doe who is taking those photos? Or is that person just somehow associated with John Doe? So we then see a police sketch. There's a sketch artist who's trying to work with them. And it is the most vague drawing of a person, other than the typical smiley face. This has to be the least helpful drawing of a human as far as identifying someone. It's basically just kind of the shape of a face with nondescript eyes, and I don't even remember if there's a nose and mouth. There had to be a nose and mouth, but nothing really unique about them. And a hat. So, yeah, make sure that the hat is in there. I mean, I guess they couldn't describe the hair because they didn't see it. But, you know what he has to do to not get identified from that picture? Don't wear that hat, and you're good to go. So, they're talking about these notebooks. There are 2,000 of them, and they each have like 250 pages of writing. There's no dates. The notebooks don't seem to be put in any order, any specific order. And they calculate that 50 men in 24-hour shifts, was it 24-hour shifts? Would take 2 months to read through all of these journals. That's crazy. A phone begins to ring somewhere in John Doe's apartment, and Mills goes on the hunt. Tells everyone to shut up, and uses his echolocation powers to find the exact location, the exact placement of the phone. Finds it, and it's John Doe on the other end of the line. He tries to talk back to him, but John Doe is not having any of that. He just wants to congratulate them or express his admiration for them for being able to find him. And as a result, he's changing his timeline. He's making adjustments. We don't know his original timeline was going to be, but is that going to make things worse? Will it make things better? Probably worse. Knowing this guy, why would he make things better, having gotten things messed up for him? So we go back to Mills and Somerset talking about that these murders are definitely some type of preaching. These are his sermons. And they draw their focus to the photograph of the young blonde lady. Is this another victim? Somerset mentions that she looks like a pro. And by that, I have to assume he means a professional sex worker. Is that the best way to say that? A lady of the night. A street walker. Is that another word for them? I don't know. Anyway, this would make the fourth victim. I mean, we're already on Friday. This all happened on Friday. So I don't think there's a one-to-one-to-one, like one victim per day necessarily. But maybe a whole bunch of them will crop up this next day. Plus, he didn't have any photos of anybody else in there. You'd think there'd be some evidence for 5, 6, and 7. Possibly. Maybe. But he could also be saving those three to do freshly. Pull some people right off of the streets. Or out of their homes. It could happen either way. So yeah, the most exciting, as far as action goes, the most action-driven part of this episode, of this segment, was when Mills is searching for the phone. So not a whole lot of, not really any, like, fighting or stuff like that, which is okay. We had a whole lot of that in the previous segment. I'm really looking forward to see what happens next. This segment did not have, it was all original music, so I didn't have anything to add about that. So let me know what you thought about part 12 of 7. By tweeting me at TIW Podcast, and be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you later. Bye.